You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hi, Armin. I'm not a Western convert. Rather, my mother is. As an ex-Muslim, I feel extremely privileged when I hear the stories of other ex-Muslims. As a white American, it never occurs to anyone I encounter that I am or ever have been a Muslim. So I never feel that I have to fear any retaliation for my apostasy. While I do want to connect with the ex-Muslim community and feel that I relate to all you guys, I just feel that I'm somehow unworthy, that I haven't been through the struggle you guys have. I want to find a way to connect, to be a part of this community.
Hey, I'm Daniel. I'm a homosexual 14-year-old ex-Muslim from Kuwait. I've been brought up in a family that doesn't tolerate any views that differs from their own, as I'm sure most of you were. Or are. I've always questioned my beliefs, but never had the courage to admit it to myself. And I still kind of have a hard time processing this. I just can't believe how quick change can come. But now I can proudly claim to be an atheist. If not validated by my bigoted community, then I hope that I can find some in you, whoever might be listening to this. Just to know that I'm not alone. I still can't help feeling that none can relate to me and that I'm destined to walk this path alone. You know, I think I just might be okay with that. I just want to have the freedom to not feel dependent on others, to be able to explore my interests, express my thoughts and beliefs, and free myself of the shackles I once proudly called my religion. I believe in no gods, no kings, only in us. Only mankind. To any that may have heard this, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for understanding. Thank you.
Hi. I just became an atheist about like a month ago. It feels like the most refreshing thing. And I just wanted to thank Atheist Republic and ex-Muslims. I don't know about any other ex-communities out there, but you guys are doing a great job. I felt like so alienated my whole life. And even growing up in a progressive Western country, I was, it was actually like, my mom doesn't even speak English. And we live in an English-speaking country. Like, that's how sad it is. It's how closed off these communities are to the rest of the world. And they do it on purpose because they can't possibly be around gay people. And they can't possibly be, I don't know, like, living amongst people who think differently than them. And that is dangerous. I feel like when your views aren't being challenged, then what's the point? it's quite scary, these communities, and that's why I appreciate everything the Atheist Republic does and ex-Muslims do, because you guys are challenging these people who live amongst us, who close themselves off and play victim all the time whenever something like a cartoon is being posted, you know? So, yeah. Thanks. I really appreciate this voicemail podcast. It's been a very difficult journey, but I made it. I think I really want to one day go to the top of a mountain and be like, I don't fucking believe in God. It's so freeing, but I am dating someone who's an atheist, and he's been pretty great about just indulging all my questions and listening to me talk and complain and empathize with these people who I live with and other people who believe like them. Yeah, so that's good. So if you have indoor questioning, date someone who has different views and get your views challenged. I don't know if that's sound advice, but either way, thank you guys so much for having these platforms and doing what you do. I really appreciate it.
Hello, my name is Shireen, and I'm a high school student. I live in a very tiny country in the Middle East called Bahrain, and I've always wanted to share my story because I was never heard, and I've always wanted to be heard because I'm surrounded by people that are different from me. They think in another way. They have another perspective on the world and that I just don't. So ever since I was a kid, I was a very, very curious kid. I was always searching. I was always desperate for the truth. And I came to the point where I learned the Bible. I studied the Bible. I studied reincarnation. I studied Hinduism. Different religions, because I just knew something wasn't right, but I wasn't convinced at all. I never stopped learning. I never stopped reading, but I just knew something was wrong, even though I had a phase where I was so religious because I was scared of hell, that what if he's actually there? But the more I educated myself, the more I learned at a very young age, I just knew that wasn't right. I just knew something was wrong, and I just did not like the way people were acting around me and the thoughts they had on women and a lot of other things. So I was never really convinced, and I got to the point where I really wished I thought like them, so I would have not been depressed or anxious, because it is really upsetting being the odd man out in here. But the more I read, the more I even noticed that it's not worth it. I just should keep waiting. I came across a lot of amazing YouTubers at the beginning. A few years ago, I found a channel called Cosmic Skeptic and GM Skeptic as well. And, of course, Atheist Republic. The more I got through those videos, the more I've seen and understood those videos, I started taking notes and got more and more books to educate myself. And it was really helpful, and it did make me think twice. And I thought a lot of people should come across this. Like, they don't know what they're missing out on. They're living a lie. But I even got to the point where I was lost. I did not know what to do. I even thought of taking my own life because I always felt alone. But I got into the depth of Atheist Republic, and I noticed that a lot of people can actually relate to me from different parts of the world, and I was really satisfied, and I kept on wanting to know more with their help, and the humor kept me going as well, because I was like, yeah, that's very true. And that's why I am who I am today. I never stop. I still study and study more. I'm really getting into philosophy, and I'm very skeptic to this day, and I'm glad for that, even though I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? But I found out that actually I was the smart one in here. And I know that since I'm still in high school, this is just the beginning. And there is a lot to come, and we should all wait. People like me should wait, because I'm certain that we will be having a bright future, because I've always wanted to be the voice to thousands of people that feel like me, and I know that's not going to stop. The day will come where my voice will be heard, and I will eventually move out, and things will be great, and that's what is keeping me going. And the truth is alive today. Atheism is alive, and I'm very thankful for everything, and even though those people are only online and they're so far away, we all share one thing, and that's why we're close by heart, and that's all I could ask for. And thank you for hearing me out.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.